On our program today, visiting with David Williamson, guest on the program, artist, songwriter, member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's see, what other things? Song, poet.
Well, I was this past week, I was the post driver.
Post driver for tree planting. Downtown.
Yeah, yeah. You said you didn't know that artists could drive a steel fence post.
Well, then again, he had made his own fence post driver.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But then again, you do a lot of sculpture things, so
I do.
I should know that. Speaking of that, that is one of the things that we're going to be talking about today. A couple of years ago, Ogden Legion Post 55 had an idea. They wanted to do a veterans memorial. They were talking about the Glenwood Cemetery at the time. And for a variety of reasons, it just never really carried through, or they weren't able to keep going with it. Got a new commander, David Huntley, and I know he made contact with you right away and said, I would like something a little more, something that really is an attraction.
That was the initial approach, I think, is to be out on Highway 30. And then they decided they'd like to have something near the existing memorial, which is in Central Park in Ogden. Mm-hmm. And so we began asking questions and getting some input from the members, the vets who are part of the post. And it became clear that they really wanted it to be right there with the other monument, and wanted to create something from scratch. You could buy a lot of pre-made stuff and put it together, but I didn't think that was authentic enough for Ogden. And I've my wife and I have been in the Ogden area, the Boone County area for years and years, generations in terms of her family. So we started asking questions and about what was being a vet like for you. And I had a Boone area vet say, well, I went over to Vietnam for 4 years, was drafted. I came back after 4 years to my hometown. My girlfriend was already married and had three kids. And my two best friends from high school were both farmers and had farm boys had deferment. He said, all of a sudden I came back, and although I came back to the same town, I wasn't the same, and neither was the town.
Yeah. Again, and I know because you like to get these stories to help give you ideas and help you, gives you a vehicle.
It does.
And so you started working on this, getting a lot of input from people. Mm-hmm. And I know you did go to the city council and said,
yes,
here's what we're thinking about. And they were all supportive of it. So
very much so. It's going to be in the city park. So we want to make sure that they understood why we were there.
Now, where are we in this whole process? Because I know you can sit and do designs and things like that, but you want something that interprets what veterans are.
Yeah, it sort of reflects that story I just told about you leave from one spot, and not everybody went.
Yeah.
And not everybody comes back. And there is in that process, that looping process, the reality of coming home and no longer being in the service. As another vet said to me, being on a battleship in the Navy in wartime is not the same thing as working at the Chevy garage.
Yep.
So these men and women, there's a woman's involved with the Legion over there in Ogden as well. These men and women have stories, and they're not often shared. And I came up with the idea of some two columns of brick that would go up probably 12, 13 feet. And those bricks would each have the opportunity to have a bronze plaque brick size with the name of the vet who was being honored. And then those two columns would go up and make the stands or bases for an overarching gesture that would go up and form a loop and come back down to the second column. So we at one column, we're off, we come back. And that loop is sort of a gesture of an O for Ogden area. But it's also like the ribbons that people wear in honor of someone who's gone. And so built within this simple stainless steel design will be elements of the stories, the six branches, for example. And my father, when he passed away, he was a World War II guy, and I still have his the liner from his flak helmet in my studio over there in Ogden. He you know, we wanted the American flag on his casket. And done, it was folded into that triangular shape with the stars. That image will be at the cap end of the second part of that column where they've come back, and some of them did not come back and didn't make it back alive anyway. Yeah. So those kinds of symbols are there. But also, I think there needs to be a story, and oftentimes there can be a collaborative poem that goes along with my work. And we're going to suggest some of that as it's going along by sharing some music. I'm also a musician, and so at Oktoberfest, it's going to be an opportunity to my partner and I, Pat Bode, who some people will remember from Iowa Public Television. She was on for 20 years. She's a harpist, and she and I are going to perform some of my songs as a part of Oktoberfest. And right around that lunch area, we'll start with around 12:20 and do a little 20-minute set. And then again at 1:40 to 2 o'clock, another 20-minute set. And we'll share Soldier On and Crossing the Line, and also a beautiful song that was kind of written and inspired by third graders in Nevada, Iowa, called The Sky is an Artist in This Town. Because what we want is for these soldiers to become the artists.
This is, and again, this is an opportunity. I know you've been working with some of the vets, with Dave and others, as you put together different ideas. This is essentially work in progress. So constantly kind of, you have the base idea, but some of the details keep
changing. This is a real opportunity during Oktoberfest for local kids and adults to give us some input. What do you think is missing? What do you think needs to be added? How should we change this? It's evolved quite a bit as we go along. Every time Dave and I meet, you know, he'll say, wow, look at that piece. And I hadn't even thought of that. And I think it's their ideas and their conversations that help me translate what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And they recognize their story in this. This is not my story. As I said earlier, you know, I say, you're the architects. I'm just the guy with a hammer and the nails. We're going to build your vision. And so the first unveiling of what this kind of vision would look like will be at Oktoberfest.
And that is coming up on the 1st of October, Ogden City Park.
Yep.
And opportunity again for people to come out, take a look at what's happening, what's going on. Again, get a chance to talk to some of the veterans. They'll be there. The Legion, we'll have
Vets from the team that I met with originally will be there. We have their name tags on and a little image of kind of the model that's in progress right now. And opportunities to sort of start to get involved. You know, there's this theme of red, white, and blue. And I think they'll, you know, in terms of people wanting to invest or contribute to this project, red levels will be 500 and up, white is 1,500 and up, blue levels will be 4,500 and up, gold level will be 10,005 up, and a platinum level is for some serious investors would be 25,000 and up. This is not going to be an expensive project. I mean, we're talking, if we were actually charging for all of this, it'd be probably $220,000, kind of the same way with Jefferson, with Arch Alley, and up at Charles City when I did Revival. But I contributed an enormous amount of labor, not all of it, but enormous. Mm. On the other hand, we're going to have to buy stainless steel, and that's pricey. I've already bought some test plates and, you know, three test plates and some rod, and, you know, we're looking well over $1,000.
There are some costs associated with it. So part of this is, will the community help support this effort?
Well, absolutely. It's an opportunity to get involved, you know.
Again, visiting with Dave Williamson, and we're talking about the upcoming Oktoberfest. And again, you have a name for this. It's called Deployment, right?
Yes. And that word kept coming up and people remembering their service.
When they were deployed.
Yeah. And so then our deployment is to tell that story, honor that story, do everything we can as a community to support these people who, many of whom, gave the ultimate prize for.
One of the things you did do was you did write a song called Soldier On.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those that will be performed there.
Yeah, live.
And we're going to play a little bit of that for listeners that get a chance to hear some of that. Thank you.
sometimes it's a thunder carried by the wind that rattles bones down under before the rain begins. And sometimes it's the lightning that strikes before we see. Soldier on, soldier on, soldier on, soldier on. Sometimes it's the nightmares that keep us from our sleep. For what we've said or what we've done in the name of peace. Sometimes it's the devil who lives across the street. But mostly it's the darkness inside you. Soldier on, soldier on, soldier on.
Bring it to an end there, but it does go on. There's more, and that's going to be one of the selections you'll be performing.
There. Yes, yes. Another tune's called Crossing the Line, and I think so many times people with challenges, whether they've come back from a war or whether they've just found themselves in a tough situation in terms of their own personal life, they end up having to cross a line, and yet the world may turn to them and say, all in good time, all in good time. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the first vets that I met years ago when the Iraq War had started had lost a leg. Mm-hmm. And we hadn't seen that in years. And he was at the state fair, and I was there with Project Aware, you know, the river cleanup at the time. And this line came that the one who was searching for their missing leg after a landmine and life on a peg once may have heard, all in good time, but it's a long, hard road crossing the line.
Yeah. As the entertainment part that you'll be doing, you and Pat, which, yes, folks, if you didn't hear the harp in there, it's there, definitely noticeable. But
and that's Pat Bodie, who they'll recognize from 20 years of Iowa Public Television, and she's a gifted musician. And
together, you guys call yourself Pulling Strings.
Yes.
And you, again, you will be performing here, but I know you do other performances around too.
Yeah.
But this in particular is going to be at Oktoberfest, and a couple of different performances will be done there. And the big thing is for the public and people, come out and take a look at what's being talked about, what's being worked on, because the monument is going to be a long time.
You got to give plenty of time for people to, oh, I didn't know that was pot. Let me add this mm-hmm. to it, or let me tell you this story. And so, yes, we're talking, we'll be there with a drawing. Mm-hmm. And then by fun days next summer, we'll have a working model, a physical model. And then the following Oktoberfest, we'll be getting close to having things under production, some full-scale components. And then I think by the following fun days, that's probably when we'll be unveiling.
So we're talking a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, two and a half years. Yeah. There's just a lot of labor.
I just go back to some of the artwork, some of the places you've done. You're just wrapping up Jefferson.
Yeah, we finished up Arch Alley in Jefferson. That was 3.5 years. It involved 45 adults and every fourth grader in Greene County. And prior to that, Charles City Revival, that was a 5-year project where we took the old remnants of the old historic pedestrian bridge, and with community inputs, again, 75 adults and every third grader in Charles City, parochial and public schools, designed this unique object. And they draw attention. They do. I know Dave had wanted to make sure that this object could draw attention to Boone County and to Ogden Central Park. And I would say that what that means is that you've got to make sure that the story is worth coming to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my story, it's their story. And that then echoes in things that come along afterwards. For example, the Arch Alley in Jefferson, the Main Street project statewide, it was the first place for creative placemaking for single site in 2022.
Yeah. It does get the recognition.
Yeah, and then I expect that there'll be this kind of excitement over deployment.
So we've done, again, obviously working with the veterans on this too, but I know you like to involve youth.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a big learning experience for mm-hmm. them. So how are we tying in with youth in Ogden?
Well, Ogden already has several kinds of programs that they've rolled the soldiers and the kids involved mm-hmm. in, and I'll certainly support that. But I think one of the things that's going to happen is that there are six branches to the service, and each has its own logo. And we're not going to use those specifically, but I'd like, through kids' eyes, to see what do they think the Navy is? What do they think the Air Force is? And design some individual icons that would go on part of the sculpture deployment, and so that you've got kids who are third graders
mm-hmm.
who have a part in this story, and they'll then, as adults, remember.
They can come back and say, that was part of my idea.
I remember that, and they do. Oh. I was over in Jefferson recently, and a kid came out of an alley and said, "Hey, aren't you that guy that came to our class?" And I said, "Yes."
That's me.
Yeah.
We do like to involve, I know you always try to involve young people because they are such a big part of.
Absolutely. I've worked K-12 as a visiting artist in Iowa schools for 37 years. And so.
It's called Deployment, again, honoring Ogden area vets. And that's really the project that's underway. And the idea was presented a while ago, but we are just in the early stages.
Absolutely, and looking forward to the inputs during Oktoberfest.
Okay, so Oktoberfest is coming up the 1st of October, Ogden City Park, and once again, you'll be you and Pat will be performing, pulling strings, be performing a couple of different times. The first one, a little after noon?
Yes, the first performance will be at 12:20, and we'll go to 12:40, and then after lunch at around 1:40, we'll perform again from 1:40 to 2.
Okay. And the Legion will have a tent up.
Part of the shelter. Yeah, that'll be the area. It'll be real obvious right off the stage. And I'll be there, and Pat will be there the whole time. And they'll recognize Pat. She's a celebrity. So we might have a few things that she could autograph while the kids are there.
Well, and the big thing is we want people, if they have questions about to visit with the vets. And find out, ask the questions. And, people I can see right now, some are going to say, my father was a veteran.
Yes.
Can we get a...
Of course.
Those kinds of things.
Yes.
I know they ask that.
The unwritten rule of improvisational theater is everything is yes.
Everything is yes. But come and ask.
Yeah.
Make sure you get your questions answered. Again, Oktoberfest on the 1st of October, Ogden City Park. This is just going to be one part of it. I know they're going to have a lot of other things going on as well. But do look up what's going on. And if people do have questions and can't make it for a variety of reasons, they could always get a hold of Dave Huntley.
Sure.
Or
local
any
commander.
Of the veterans.
Yeah. Or any of the vets in the area.
Yeah. And that have been involved with some of the planning and things like that.
Yeah. Doug Stumbo's involved. Dave Olson's involved. These are area people that you've known all your lives and probably didn't realize they had served.
Yeah, and they do like to pull stories out.
Absolutely. They've got stories to tell. Yeah, and my job is to find the stories that are waiting to be told, and deployment is one of them.
All right. It is the project that's going on in Ogden, and again, people find out more about it. So mostly just Ogden vets, or it just
Yeah, Boone County, probably Boone County. Yeah, or if somebody in Ogden has an uncle who, story count, whatever. This is honoring area vets, and whatever their connection is home base Iowa, Boone County, right?
Yeah. Make contact, find out more about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. We're just on the first stages of this. And
it takes a while.
Yeah, we're looking forward to everybody giving us their inputs on Oktoberfest and through on the next months and a couple of years as this goes.
Dave Williamson, our guest on our program today, thanks so much for taking time to come and join us and get us up to date on it, and for the selections from Pulling Strings, too. Thank you. David Williamson, our guest on Tuned In.